Thank you for joining us on More Than That, a podcast where we dive a little bit deeper into what was preached on Sunday morning. We hope that this is enriching to your walk with Christ and that you love God and people that much more so that we can extend the glory of God to the people he has placed in our lives. So buckle up and enjoy the conversation.
Hey everybody, welcome to More Than That. I'm Gus Bird, sitting here with...
Rafael.
Oh, we'll introduce the background chuckles later. But yes, welcome to More Than That, where we give the pastor, the preacher, an opportunity to share a little more on the previous Sunday sermon. If you've preached before, you know that there's often things you have to cut out for the sake of time or illustrations that would be still beneficial, but for the sake of time, you have to remove them. So this just gives the pastor a opportunity to share that because it is still beneficial for the church. So, Pastor.
Yo.
If you had 10 more minutes with your church, what would you share with them?
So just really kind of boiling down everything, I was just overwhelmed by looking at the past couple of weeks, everything we've looked at, like the whole idea that, you know, he doesn't repay us. He doesn't deal with us according to our sins. He doesn't repay us according to what our sins deserve. He pays Jesus, we were given his righteousness. And just like all the things we've kind of looked at, the fact that like, you know, he laid his our sin on his son. We are forgiven, we're cleansed, we're covered. Our sins are cast behind him. They've been removed from the east to the west. He's turned away his face from our sins. He's passed over our sins, he's trampled over our sins, and he's cast our sins to the depth of the sea, and then also that he's forgotten them and blotted them. So really, like, just out of that, I probably, like, this would have been maybe another three messages, how then shall we live because of that. And I think I touched on a lot, like, when it comes to that, it should shape our communion with God. While I spent some time looking more on our communion with God in relation to also like our sin, I think I wanted to also spend a little bit more time, like, what does our communion with God look like even in those dark seasons? Mm-hmm. Like in dark seasons where things are happening to us and it's not us, it's not so, like those dark seasons of like where there's just darkness all around us. And we're seeing darkness thrive, and we're seeing injustice, and we're seeing, like, really just like where the cloud that has come over you is not because you, it's not because of you and your sins, but it's a cloud that has happened because you live in a fallen world. And just really like the dark nights of the soul of just watching brokenness happen, just like, you know, a week ago, somebody walks into a school and shoots children, and we're seeing people, like, just like, how do we process that? Mm-hmm. The thing about that is that it's so easy to also just like in the midst of all that, to seeing sin rampant and seeing sin literally increasing in front of us. A lot of people are turning around. Or even like just, you know, unless if you probably are more aware in the religious circles, seeing, for example, the Southern Baptist Convention last week released like emails on how the church is covered up sexual assault and all that. Mm-hmm. Just like you're watching just like evil and just like rampant everywhere. It's so easy then to give up hope. Mm-hmm. But this is also as well where you're also reminded where all this sin that looks like it's thriving also, that like this is not the time where you're commune. A ton of people usually like quote unquote deconstructing, walking away and doing all that, but really just simply because the clouds are getting thicker and thicker and thicker. But in the midst of all that, if we're to follow that analogy, even when the clouds are dark, the sun is still shining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're still a hopeful people that are moving towards a time when, just like the promise that was there, like where he says that, like Isaiah 44:22, like where he says he's going to blow away our sins like a cloud and we're going to see the sunshine. So what that does is, which is what I appreciate about what we do here at City Church, just every single week, not denying that sometimes there's dark clouds above us, but confessing together, but also that blessed hope is a key of just basically like where I think by now, just the rhythm of always reminding ourselves that like, hey, this is not always going to be the narrative. You know, just so it is finished is also as well one that allows us to always, James K. Smith says this, we have a camaraderie of friends that have anchored their hope in Christ. And we remember these things through sacraments, through communion, through singing together, through these treasure things. But we also remind each other that like that we are on a totally different time zone. That like we're still a future people. Right? Like that what time, like basically like for him he was like, why is church necessary? His main reason was that like a place where you have deeply embedded friendships, like relationships that are eternally, like as in like you and I, what divides us like has been totally dissipated in Christ. We're united as brothers and sisters eternally, right? Bonds that actually transcend even natural bonds, really. But then we celebrate this word, reminding each other, but we also recognize that like the time, we read time differently. While people are reading time and they're seeing nothing but like evil unraveling, we're aware of that, but we're also realizing that all this unraveling, just sin, is on borrowed time. We're still actually gonna conquer through that. So then really just like, and that actually then basically like the, even when walking through these seasons, and that also shaping that our communion together to really constantly be pointing ourselves to Christ, but then creating also, I think just really like creating also a hunger within us for people to get onto a different time zone than they are in right now. Because a ton of people are looking at the world and they're seeing millions of people displaced and they're seeing all these things. And no wonder why. Humanity will never, they're just like, some people have just given up on humanity. But like, really now, mission then becomes a way by which it's like when you're watching someone who's been betrayed and thrown under and tossed back and fro, and like you want them to get on a time zone that's like, hey, by the way, like there's this other alternate reality that's actually there where there is hope. It's not that there's no lamenting, there's lamenting, but there's also, there's this just bittersweet current like flowing in the same direction, but we know that the bitter current is actually, it has a ceasing and the sweet current continues at some point. That's really like what, yeah, I'm done.
You can't abrupt like end like that.
Yeah, that's anyway. Yeah, that's where I see even the one another's, like, So looking into all that, because you're looking at all these things and you're like, wow, that's how God has forgiven us.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember that's not how I forgive my wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like, man, you cross me.
Yeah.
Like, that's just like, but yet, what is it like to be called to conform to the image of his son?
Yeah.
Like, man, that then becomes like, man, like, okay, east to the west, like literally, yeah. Like if you go east, you never meet west. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, that's the kind of forgiveness. To that, I'm so thankful for the power of the Holy Spirit, because there is no way,
yeah,
I could forgive in that way. But that also makes me really want to cling to the Spirit, and also, yeah. So, yeah, that's what I would have done. I just gave you 10 minutes there.
Yeah. I mean, I think what adds to the difficulty is, you know, the reason why it's hard to forget after we've been sinned against is that we get wounded.
Mm.
But we forget that God can't be wounded.
Yeah.
Like, he gets angry, and he may mourn the state of our sinfulness, but it's not like a cut or how we get wounded, where we get a scar and then we always remember that emotional scar or whatever. For God, it's like, he's not deeply wounded like we often are, because we're so fragile and we don't want to, it's still tender.
Yeah. Yeah.
After even some time.
Yeah, that's good. That's, and the fact that, like, you know, somebody loves the wounded healer.
I don't know who that would be.
Yeah. Yeah. And just still also just being aware that, like, I've always struggled when people, there's always like struggled when someone says, you don't understand what I'm going through. To some degree, yes, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But to some degree, yes, I do, because I'm in communion with the one who does understand where you are. And to some degree, yes, we do, because we all, there's our Savior understands what all this, like. So the dark clouds, like, so can you just imagine, like, just like everything that's happening right here, right in our world today, like the gravity of what he was saying, it is finished. He was saying all that is finished.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had what? Not it's finished, because he had swallowed all of it. That's what the wrath of God against all unrighteousness really means. So meaning that then, whether you are really a victim of, like, just the most horrible, at least, like, for us as believers, like, I think that's when we now need to be very humble to actually say, to enter into and to really fellowship with Christ even more, so that we can actually say, even though I don't understand, but I've communed with the one who does. And so therefore I can come alongside you. I don't have to have experienced it to the fullest, but I know one that swallowed all that. That was the bitter pill that he swallowed.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that's now the beauty of, like, being in Christ. Like, tetelestai is becoming, like, it is finished, is becoming one of my, wow, like, I don't think I'll ever know the gravity of this right here until probably before his throne.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, that's why now we don't give up on the faith, because even that very thing, that just kind of, like, you know, has left you very, very perplexed, has been swallowed there. And so therefore, they still, like, at least we know that the sun still shines. So. Anyway,
no, 10 minutes is out. So, to those who you heard chuckling in the background, that was Tyler Henry and, oh, sorry, what's your name again?
Noah Hess.
They're campus ministers from the area. Tyler is with Ratio or Ratio?
It's ration. Yes,
we ration the gospel.
Ration the gospel. It's Ratio Christi. Yeah. Latin, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Pronunciations, we're Americans. We pronounce things our own way sometimes.
And Noah is with Crew, and so they're both campus ministers here locally at Williamsport. So we just wanted to get an update from them, hear from them what we can be celebrating with them, and what we could be praying for them. We'll go, tallest to shortest. So, Tyler.
Oh, man, that was a low blow.
Oh, pun intended.
Yeah. Wow.
You say I'm not much taller than you, but So this has been a really, really cool semester for me, in particular, because I've been able to work very consistently with one student in particular, and just exploring the worldview implications and worldview objections that somebody might bring to the Christian after reading 2 Corinthians. So we just kind of, we picked a smaller book and kind of looked at it only by chapter. How many weeks did we have left in the semester and how many chapters can we get through? So we had a whole lot of great conversations with that, from anything from like the problem of evil to time and eternity. And all of these are like really, really in-depth concepts that you don't typically get to discuss in class or at church or maybe even another campus ministry. Mm-hmm. So being able to provide that for the students has been absolutely awesome. But this has been our third or fourth semester actually on campus. Mm-hmm. So, and it's the first chapter of Ratio Christi in central Pennsylvania. So this is like major, major steps. So just continue praying for that and praying for the student that I'm working with, and all the different relationships that we are making so far with, whether it's the school itself or other campus ministries in the area where we can kind of partner together for things. Mm-hmm. And specifically, I've been able to partner with Noah quite a few times, so I've always enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure getting to have you be present in our Crew community and investing in our students. I've seen you invest and pour and really change the lives and perspectives of a lot of our guys. Mm. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. So like Gus was saying, I have the pleasure of getting to work with Crew, not just in Williamsport, but all across North Central Pennsylvania. And this past year, we had a lot of highs and we had a lot of lows. Most recently, we're celebrating college campuses opening back up and mm-hmm. kind of returning to a normal pace of life after COVID-19. And so after spring break, it felt like there was just this massive like light switch that was flipped back on and the life started coming back into our students. And it was really encouraging to be able to meet back on in person on campuses, to be able to play sports or grab meals with students on campus rather than off mm-hmm. campus. And one of the things that we're really celebrating is as campus opens back up and life is starting to return to the students on campus, evangelism is becoming a lot more fruitful, and we're having a lot of really good conversations with students, both us as staff members and our student leaders as well. And so Whereas before, people were more hesitant to talk with strangers. and even if they did, they wanted to talk 6 feet apart. It's been really cool to see those doors start to open back up. Another thing that we've been celebrating this past year is throughout our three different movements at Penn College, at Bloomsburg University, and at Misericordia University, we had the pleasure of getting to see 7 students come to Christ this year. And so that was really exciting because a lot of the times it was actually our students that were leading them to Christ. We had one girl who led her boyfriend. We had students who led their roommates to Christ. It was just a really That's encouraging cool. Season because after 2 slower years with COVID, it was really cool to have that bolus right here at the end to remind you that just like Raphael was saying, even when there's dark, stormy clouds, God is still working and he's still moving. Mm-hmm. And our labor is not in vain. And so it's been a joy to get to serve here. Some specific prayer requests are... yeah, that campus would continue to remain open.
Yes, please.
That, God would keep coronavirus away. I think we all are praying for that. But I think it would be particularly difficult for students with their mental health if campus were to shut back down again. Hmm. So, just be praying for students with their mental health with that. And then a personal prayer request for me. I've been working with Crew for 2 years now, and I'm joining long-term staff with them now. So I'm going to be entering into a season of support raising this summer.
Excellent.
How excellent indeed. And so I'm really excited for that, and I'm praying that God would raise up the funds that I need by the end of this summer so that I can get back to campus and reach freshmen because... my favorite part of my job is getting to hang out on campus and just spend time and do life with freshmen, a lot of whom are more open and receptive to the gospel than they're ever going to be again in their life. Mm. So prayers that I'd be able to report back to campus by the time that students come back in the middle of August. Okay. So those are some updates and some things to celebrate.
Awesome,
that's awesome, man.
It's good. Yeah, I was I've just been very encouraged by watching just students getting to really seek the Lord. I was sitting down with a young man a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling me how basically, like, just ever since coming his freshman year, he's really grown in his understanding of the gospel and then also in just pursuing the Lord. So so thank you so much for what you guys do. That's It really matters. We need more and more missionaries here in locally of people. We sometimes don't even realize how important and just thinking about that, like, college students are like right in the midst of some of the biggest decisions in their lives, and so and we know that the at least having questions answered, having Jesus in there is the best thing for them to have, you know. So just looking at how many weddings I've done, you know, and looking, wow, these guys met in college and they had questions about marriage, life, Christ, and all that stuff, and so I'm just glad that even us as a church are able to come alongside you guys, sending you guys even into the places where it's so easy to neglect the place that's gonna be the life like lifeblood of even just society here in the next 10 years, you know.
There are a lot of future church leaders that are coming through college right now.
Yep, so, but thank you.
Yeah, and it's really cool, I think, as well, like, to see two ministries, like, you know, we, like you mentioned, like, we send people out, and it's almost like who's going to send people out first, and where are they going to send, and are they going to go to this uncharted territory, and it's like, sometimes the most uncharted territory is 6 feet in front of us. not. So why not send people there? But also, like, to be able to work with another mission organization is at the, like, in a partnership type of way where we're not necessarily competing. We're on the same team, working towards the
each other.
Working towards that same goal. And to not see it as a competition, but to see it as, like, I'm your, like, Noah and I are act like in real life friends.
Yeah.
So like it's not like we're
genuine
just friends at work
buddies.
Like yeah, like we'll like we're walking into campus together, not just as friends but as co-laborers for Christ. And that's like one of the coolest things for me to see and to work with Crew and with City Church in that aspect.
That's good. Yeah, if you guys have any questions about these guys or any way that you can be supporting them, or really encourage you to reach out to them. They're really good people to know. Get to you'd be blessed to know them. So they're doing great things for our church in our area. So thank you guys for listening to us chat for a little while, giving us an update.
Oh yeah.
Laughing at our bad jokes. And Raph, thanks for your message. To everybody out there listening, thank you for listening. And if you haven't heard the message from last Sunday, please go back and do so. It's not meant to replace the Sunday sermon. It's supposed to be a supplement too. So if you go to the gym, just taking supplements doesn't work. You got to go to the gym too. So
yeah, I've seen that go so wrong so many times.
Yeah. We appreciate your listening and your faithfulness to our church. So have a blessed week.
God bless. See you. Bye.